This is the Seabed Daily Text. People who say such things, on fire, but not burned up. Exodus 3, 2 and 3. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up. Consider this. 10 words have rocked my world for the better part of the last 10 years. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. This is one of the famous stories of Scripture, the burning bush. The more famous the story, the more we think we've got it, and the less we return for closer examination. The mystery is not in the burning part. It is in the not burning up part. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. The burning caught Moses' eye. The not burning up captured his attention. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up. Burning bushes are a phenomenon of nature. But burning bushes not burning up? Clearly supernatural. Ordinary bush, extraordinary fire. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. I see this text as a profound sign of the calling of every Christian to be on fire, but not consumed. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Luke 3:16. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth, John 1:14. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, John 14:12. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, Acts 1:8. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. Acts 2, 1-3. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, Galatians 2:20. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. 2 Corinthians 4:6-7. The bush was on fire. It did not burn up. I see in this burning bush the great mystery of holiness. Ordinary human beings filled with the supernatural fire of the Holy Spirit. The woman was on fire, but she did not burn up. The man was on fire, but he did not burn up. This burning bush reality in your life will run as deep as your desire for it. Whenever that happens, this happens. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." Imagine a church filled with these kinds of people. People who say such things. The prayer. Father, I want to be a person who says such things. I want the holy fire of the holy love of God to fill my life in such a way that it becomes a humble spectacle of glory, a bush on fire, yet not burning up. I know it will mean first being refined by this fire. Let it be with me according to your word. Come, Holy Spirit, and train me to be such a person of faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question, the serious question, how deep is your desire for this burning bush reality in your life? And now for fun, a haiku challenge today. I noticed we had 2 5-syllable sentences. Your job is to write the 7-syllable middle. My effort appears just below. Join in and share with our Facebook group if you can. Here's my haiku. The bush was on fire, blazing with transcendent light. It did not burn up. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.